Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so have you ever had one of those neighbors? You know, the guy, I mean, like maybe their music's a little too loud.
Oh, yeah.
Or their dog just barks constantly for days.
Definitely.
Well, sometimes, you know, those little things can turn into something way worse, something you never thought would happen.
Yeah.
Something that just totally messes with your life.
It can be really bad.
And that's what we're going to dive into today. This story about one of our listeners and their seriously difficult neighbor. They sent their story to a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a place where people share their, you know, nightmare neighbor experiences.
Makes sense.
And there's some crazy stories on there. But this one, it really stood out to us because it shows how something as simple as noise, you know, it can become this huge problem that affects like your peace of mind, your safety, even your ability to just function in your own home.
Yeah, noise can be a big deal.
So to set the scene a little bit, our listener moved into this apartment complex, thought it was going to be peaceful, you know, but turns out the person living next door was, well, a party animal.
Uh-oh.
Every weekend, loud music people coming and going all night long, just constant noise.
Sounds rough.
And it wasn't just a little annoying either. Our listener works from home. So this noise was basically invading their workspace, making it impossible to focus.
That's awful. I mean, you need a quiet space to work.
Exactly. It's like your home, your sanctuary is under attack. And they did what most people would do. They reached out to the leasing office, filed noise complaints.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
And to be fair, it sounds like the leasing office tried to do something. They gave the neighbor warnings and the noise would stop. But only for a little while.
Oh, so like a temporary fix.
Yeah, it was this frustrating cycle, you know, a few moments of peace, then back to the party.
It's like they weren't taking it seriously.
Right. And it makes you think about how much power landlords or property managers have in these situations.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have to be the ones to enforce the rules.
It's like the tenant relies on the landlord to make sure they have a peaceful place to live.
Totally. But then it's like, when does the landlord actually have to step in? When do those warnings become not enough?
That's a great question. I mean, are there like actual laws about noise in apartments?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most cities have rules about how loud things can be and when, especially at night, you know?
I see. So it's not just about being a good neighbor. There are actual laws about this.
Exactly. These laws are there to make sure everyone can enjoy their property, you know, without being blasted by noise all the time.
It's about finding that balance, right, between having fun and respecting your neighbors.
For sure. Everyone deserves some peace and quiet.
So in our listener's case, it sounds like things went beyond just those initial complaints to the office. they mentioned a pretty tense encounter with a neighbor and his girlfriend in the hallway.
Oh, what happened?
Something about a spilled milkshake. It almost sounds funny, but I can only imagine how annoying it must have been on top of everything else.
Yeah, especially when you're already stressed out, these little things can feel like a huge deal.
It's like that spilled milkshake was the last straw.
Right, like a symbol of all the disrespect they were dealing with.
And how did the neighbor react?
Well, according to their story, he was totally mocking them. Dismiss it, even started recording the whole thing on his phone. It's like he was trying to get a rise out of them.
So it's not just noise anymore. It's this feeling of being targeted, feeling unsafe in your own building.
It's scary when someone's doing that intentionally.
What happened next? Did things get even worse?
Sadly, yes. Instead of just sticking to the late night parties, he started blasting music even louder during the day.
Oh, wow. Like he was trying to get back at them.
Seems like he was also leaving empty beer bottles outside their door, just being aggressive.
So it's clear he's trying to intimidate them, and all this is happening while they're trying to work, trying to live their life.
It's a complete violation of their space.
And it gets worse. They found a threatening note under their door.
Now that's scary.
That's taking it to a whole other level. A threat like that is meant to make you feel scared, unsafe.
It's no longer about the noise. It's about harassment and potential danger.
Okay, so we've got escalating noise, aggressive behavior, a threatening note. This situation is totally out of control. What did they do at this point?
This is where things get really tricky. What options did they have left?
Did they call the police? I mean, did they think about legal action?
We need to explore those options and what resources might be available to them.
Let's take a closer look at that in the next part of our deep dive. We'll see how the situation unfolded from there and what steps, if any, could have been taken to deal with this nightmare neighbor.
I mean, anyone would be freaking out at this point, right?
Totally. Months of no sleep, constant noise, and now this threat. It's like, how do you even function?
And the worst part is sometimes these people, they know how to work the system. They know how to get away with it.
It's like they're pushing you to the edge, seeing what they can get away with.
Exactly. And sadly, they often do because things move so slowly and the victims are left feeling helpless.
So it's not just being a jerk. It's like intentional cruelty.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
So this party's going strong. It's Saturday night. What happened next? Okay, so you said the noise was unbearable, like the walls were shaking, and then around 2 a.m., everything went silent.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right, it's like the calm before the storm.
That eerie silence.
And then, bam, some banging on the walls, laughter outside your door, and you could hear phones recording.
Oh my gosh, they were targeting you directly.
It's like they were using their phones as weapons to, like, document their harassment and make it even worse.
And that's what makes it so scary. It's not just noise anymore. It's psychological.
Right. You're being hunted, mocked, threatened in your own home.
And the phones add this whole other level of messed upness because they're planning to share it to humiliate you even more.
It's a total violation of your privacy.
Yeah.
Your safety. At that point, you did what a lot of people would be. You called 911.
Yeah, that's a tough call in these situations.
It is.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you need help. You want this to stop. But on the other hand, you don't know how the police will react.
Will they take it seriously? Will it just make things worse? It's a gamble.
So the police show up. What happens? By the time they got there, the hallway was empty. Everyone had gone back into their apartment.
Ah, classic move.
They knew how to play the system, disappear when the cops show up. No evidence.
It's so frustrating for the victim. You're left feeling totally powerless.
Like you said, they know how to play the game and they win.
It's a small victory for sure, but the problem's still there.
And the fact that they were seen by the police, did it stop them?
Well, the neighbor has already shown he's willing to retaliate to make things worse when he's challenged.
It's terrifying to think that you're constantly on edge, never knowing what they'll do next.
Living in fear in your own home, that's not right.
And he did do something the next morning. You found another note under your door just said, this isn't over.
Chilling.
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Yeah.
You call the cops and they still don't back down.
That note shows exactly what kind of person this is. He has zero intention of changing and he might even escalate things further.
It's a nightmare. You do everything right. You complain, you document, you call for help and you're still not safe.
The system failed you and it happens way too often.
It's a horrible situation to be in and you're not alone in this. So what happens next? You've reached your breaking point. You've tried everything. What do you do?
It really puts you in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
You've tried everything you can think of and nothing seems to work.
You mentioned that you ended up moving out.
I can only imagine how hard that must have been.
It was leaving a place you called home.
But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do for your own peace of mind.
I bet there was a sense of relief, too, though, getting away from all that.
Absolutely. Getting out of that toxic environment.
It's sad that it had to come to that, though. Uprooting your whole life because of one person.
It really shows how much power these nightmare neighbors can have.
But your story is so important because it highlights this problem that so many people deal with.
It's like a wake-up call. We need to do better to protect tenants' rights.
So what can we all learn from this? What are the key takeaways?
Well, first of all, remember, you're not alone. This happens more often than you think, and there are resources out there to help.
That's so important to remember. There's no shame in asking for help.
And know your rights. A lot of cities have tenant rights organizations that can offer guidance and support.
So do your research, find out what protections are available to you.
And document everything. Keep a record of every incident, dates, times, specific behaviors, any communication with your neighbor, the landlord, the authorities.
It's like building your case, right? So you have proof.
Exactly, because your word against theirs might not be enough.
So what else, any other advice for our listeners who might be going through something similar?
Be proactive. Talk to your landlord or property manager, keep them in the loop, and give them copies of your documentation.
They have a responsibility to make sure the building is safe and peaceful for everyone, right?
Exactly. And if the landlord isn't helpful or doesn't do anything,
then what?
You might need to consider taking legal action. Talk to a lawyer who specializes in tenant rights.
So it might even come down to going to court.
It could, depending on how bad the harassment is and the laws in your area. You might have a case against the neighbor or even the landlord.
It's crazy to think that something like noise complaints can escalate to that level.
It's not just about noise. It affects your sleep, your work, your relationships, your whole sense of well-being.
And this story really shows that we need to take these issues seriously.
We need better laws, better resources, and more support for tenants.
So to our listener who shared their story, we want to say thank you.
You were so brave to come forward and share your experience.
It takes a lot of courage to talk about something so personal and difficult.
And by sharing your story, you're helping others, you're raising awareness, and empowering people to advocate for themselves.
Your story is a reminder that even when things seem hopeless, there's always something you can do.
There are people who care and resources available to help.
And that brings us to our final thought for today. What would you have done in this situation?
Take some time to think about it.
What resources are available in your community?
Look into tenant rights organizations. Familiarize yourself with the laws.
Knowledge is power, and being informed can help you create a safer, more peaceful living environment for yourself and for everyone around you.
It's about building a community where everyone feels respected and safe.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.